Hey guys, it's Friday and 2 Corinthians chapter 7 is our chapter for today. And most of chapter 7 talks specifically to the church in Corinth. It's not really full of things that are applicable to our lives. He affirms the people in Corinth. He talks a little bit more about his own trials in his travels. And then he goes into talking about how they responded in Corinth to Paul's, I guess we could call it, deep scolding, saying that he hated to scold them. And at first he felt bad about it, then he felt good about it because he loved the result of the scolding. In his words, he was happy that their sorrow led to repentance. You probably have heard me say that the only time that guilt is good is when it leads to repentance. That's what Paul's talking about here. He didn't like coming down so hard on the people, but they realized that they were off track. They were sorrowful about it, and because of the guilt that came with knowing they had done wrong, they made it right. And so Paul talks about the joy that this has brought him. Now he finishes out chapter 6 with talking about, sorry, chapter 7 with talking about more affirmation towards them, and he is excited of, I guess, overall how the Corinthians are doing. So that's kind of what chapter 7 is about. But I want to take you back to verse 1. I want to ask you a question as we go back there today. Are you a water snob? Are you someone who pays attention to how water tastes? Now, we've got water fountains at the church and have had since the very first building was built up here in 2001. And I can count on one hand how many times I have drank the water out of the water fountains here in our Hayes campus because the water tastes disgusting. It tastes like metal to me. I don't consider myself a food snob, but when it comes to water, I have to admit, I really prefer filtered, purified water. You know, people back in Jesus's day, they would take a cup of water and they would place a piece of material over it and they would filter the water because there were bugs and all these impurities in the water and they didn't want to be drinking chunks. Today, I don't like to drink water that doesn't seem pure. Another thing is, not only is it not fun to drink impure water, but if you think about going to an unknown water source and drinking water, there's a lot of places where you could get very sick drinking unpurified water, and even to the point of getting super sick and dying, right? He says here in verse 1 of the 7th chapter, "Since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God." Paul is saying at the intro to this chapter that it should be our goal to find all of the impurities, all the things that contaminate. He says body and spirit. He's talking about how we treat our bodies as well as our spiritual contamination, sin in our lives, with the goal of perfecting holiness. And there's one reason why he says we should perfect our holiness out of reverence for God. That's the reason that we take and look at our lives and we choose our lives to be purified, to take contaminants, to search ourselves, to search our hearts, to search our actions and our thoughts, and to be able to filter them through God's desires and God's laws for our lives. So I hope that is your motivation, that you want to get rid of impurity, get rid of sin in your life out of reverence for God, out of respect for God, out of love for God. Are there contaminants that you need to address today? I know there are in my life. Let's work on those. Let's purify our lives out of reverence for Him who gives us life. Be back with you again on Monday.